From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Phoebe Zimmerman reporting. A second more powerful earthquake has struck Kumamoto, Japan. The Associated Press is reporting that a second powerful earthquake with a preliminary magnitude of 7.1 has struck southern Japan today, barely 24 hours after a smaller 6.5 magnitude quake hit the same region. Yesterday's quake killed 9 people, injuring 800 others, and bringing down multiple buildings. Japanese broadcaster NHK has said a number of calls have come in from residents since the second quake, reporting people trapped inside houses and buildings. Japan's meteorological agency has issued an advisory for a tsunami up to 1 meter along the west coast of the epicenter in Kumamoto. The agency is reporting that some swelling of waves has reached the coasts of Ariake and Yatsushiro. Some 5,000 soldiers, police officers, and firefighters had already been involved in recovery efforts after Thursday's powerful earthquake. A Kumamoto official said about 44,000 people spent the night in shelters after fleeing their homes after the first earthquake. There's no news as to their fate today. North Korea appears to have failed an attempt to launch a missile to mark the birthday of its founding president, Kim Il-sung. The launch of what appeared to be a medium-range missile was a fiery, catastrophic failure, a Pentagon spokesman said Friday. Captain Jeff Davis went on to say the missile was likely road mobile, given that the launch was from the country's east coast, not a location usually used for ballistic missiles. North Korea has repeatedly test-fired missiles in defiance of sanctions against such tests imposed by the U.S. UN. This is VOA News.